Okay, I said uncertainly. He laughed.
This structure is a rectangle. Those eaves that jut out at the four corners are attachments.
Those big curved wings are just plugged on?
Yes, and they're very unstable, which is good for me.
Why is it good to be in an unstable building?
I'm not. I'm set up here in the core. It's entirely separate from the rest of the surrounding rooms. It's built that way for, well, for situations like this one, or in case of earthquakes. The core shields the Kangren cell.
All right, but why is it good to have everything else shaky?
Because they can't attack me from the long ends without creating a barrier of rubble 6 stories heavy. They have to come right down this line.
He pointed along the overhead beams.
And they have to come from only one direction, the riverfront.
Because of the hillside and back?
Right. And when they try to come through here, they'll find 3 walls in their way. Come on.
We went into the next room, even larger than the last. At the far end, it grew alcoves from each side, making a T. Along the wall of the T were several consoles.
That's the outer wall, explained Holly. Those are stations for the blazer cannon. Now, back the other way.
We retreated into the second room. Holly closed and sealed the door behind us and pointed to a small console on the wall.
If they should manage to penetrate the outer wall into the room we just left.
Which they damn sure will, I pointed out.
Well, if they do, I can come in here and hit these keys and seal off so thoroughly that that other room's ceiling could collapse and I wouldn't feel it.
And then they'd have to start all over again?
Right.
Minus the cannon.
True, but their field of attack would be severely limited. They would be crowding into my killing area.
You planning to open the door and shoot? He blushed.
There are other things. That room, both of these rooms and the control room alcove, are mined like crazy.
They're in big trouble, all right. He frowned.
I know they'll probably get through anyway.
Surely get through anyway, I corrected. He frowned again.
What else can I do?
Are you kidding? Almost anything. Run away for a start.
I can't do that,
he replied miserably. I examined his face. Holly, you're not scared enough.
Ha!
He cried, a wry, sad smile curling on his lips. He leaned against a wall and slid down it to the floor.
I've never been so scared in my life. I didn't know you could get this scared.
All right, let's get moving.
I can't.
Why the hell not?
Because this is the only chance of stopping him.
I blinked, stared, sat down abruptly in front of him. Is that why you're here?
Why else?
I shrugged. I don't know. Principle of some sort. Desire for hero role. Or martyrs.
No. This is just the best way.
This is no way. Holly leaned his head back and stared into space.
He must have killed 1,000 people in the city this morning.
They're dead. Gone.
But others live here. And more are coming.
And?
He'll have to be brutal, won't he, after what he did?
After the mortars, yes. He'll have to maintain fear over the hate.
So it will get worse and worse, and on and on. I've got to stop him.
Holly, do you really think you can?